This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, across the country to our Salem Media Group sister stations, as well as leading independent stations all around the country. We are a nationally syndicated radio show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard all around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those security and construction workers, and the convenience store clerks, too. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were busy writing a couple of articles yesterday, and ironically, the first one you wrote about was entitled "The Left's Tactic Attack Christians," and I talked at length yesterday about author Alice Bailey and her 10-point strategy of the New World Order, and part of what their strategy was to go after religion and to try to destroy the traditional Christian family structure and anything that pertained to religion. So it sounds like as if you and I were kind of thinking alike, even though I wasn't writing the article, but go ahead.
They have a hashtag that came out last week, and the hashtag is Expose Christian Schools. And this was born out of Karen Pence, vice president's wife, taking a part-time job teaching art at a D.C. Christian school.
Right.
And the reason that they're going after them is because the left is saying that Christian schools are against the LGBT community. So now what they're doing is, and we certainly saw some of that over the weekend, where they were going after the Covington Catholic High School.
Right.
And so we had a congressman, Ted Lieu. He was slamming Christian schools as privileged education.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Congressman John Yarmuth, who is after this weekend, too, said that the students should be banned from wearing MAGA hats because they are poisoning young minds.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And so Yarmuth, you know, is clearly against the First Amendment and now telling people what they can and can't wear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's go back a little bit further, shall we, to Senators Mazie Hirono and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Because with almost zero reporting, Trump has nominated a judge by the name of Brian Boucher for a federal court vacancy in Nebraska.
Right.
During that confirmation hearing, Senator Hirono and Senator Harris decided to go after Judge Brian Boucher because of his Catholicism
mm-hmm.
and his membership in the Knights of Columbus.
Yep.
In fact, Mazie Hirono demanded that he drop his membership in Knights of Columbus, and that Harris pointed out that he should recuse himself over any case involving abortion or, in fact, any legal matters that would look like it was challenging Roe versus Wade. Now, Knights of Columbus is the single largest Catholic service organization in the country.
Sure.
And Brian Buescher has been a member of that for years and years and years.
They do a lot of great things for the community.
But let's go back even further. Let's go back to when we had Judge Amy Coney Barrett before the Senate Judiciary, and little Miss Dianne Feinstein attacked her for her Catholicism, saying that the dogma clearly lives within her.
Yeah.
So Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska, he got on the Senate floor directly after the Harris-Hirono exchange with Brian Buescher, the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a little bit of a filibuster and then introduced a two-page resolution. The resolution ended up passing without opposition on the Senate floor directly after his speech, which fully rebuked Hirono and Harris for what they did to this judge.
Good.
Because, exactly, the Constitution says that in Article 6, it forbids the imposition of a religious test for any office holder.
Correct.
So for those that have considered or even are paying attention to Kamala Harris announcing her run for president of the United States yesterday, I would say, A, you attempted, and well, you were doing a religious test for a federal office holder with your exchange over Brian Buescher, and as a consequence, there had to be a resolution against what you and Hirono did to him.
Mm-hmm.
So for the listeners, I would put it on a Post-it note and then challenge little Miss Harris, since she's decided to run for president, on the fact that, you know, she has zero use for Christianity or Catholics.
Great. All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, I am going to mention the 10-point strategy of the New World Order and give you a little bit more background as to what Denise is talking about before we move on to our next subject. Because this is what this is something you need to know, and you won't hear it anywhere else. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. For just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at when you have to defend yourself using whatever means you defend yourself by. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So you can walk around with the confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side with the USCCA. Now, go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. While you're there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway that the screen will drop right down and ask if you want to enter the drawing. And then, should you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so. So, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, just to reinforce your point about the left's tactic attacking Christians, Alice Bailey, who is no longer with us but wrote about 24 books, came up with the 10-point strategy of the New World Order. It reads as follows. Number one, take God in prayer out of the education system. Number two, reduce parental authority over children. Number three, destroy the traditional Christian family structure. Number four, if sex is free, make abortion legal and easy. Number five, make divorce easy and legal, free people from the concept of marriage for life. Number 6, make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Number 7, debase art and make it run mad. Number 8, use media to promote and change the mindset. Number 9, create an interfaith movement. And number 10, get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse the changes. How about that?
Okay.
That's the New World Order, and that's from, and by the way, the United Nations has adopted this, and they call it the New Age.
Okay.
So it goes right along with what you're talking about.
Well, it depends upon who is in the Democrat side is a sympathizer or a follower of her work.
Let's see. Ocasio-Cortez is one of them.
Oh.
And so is it.
I have it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I haven't seen where Ocasio-Cortez has quoted her or...
She's used terminology similar to what I just discussed. Matter of fact, she's mentioned the New Age before. But let's talk about the other story that you wrote yesterday. Now, somebody, Turkey is accusing somebody of being a spy. Who is this?
We have he may be a dual citizen. I do not know. But he is a former NASA employee. One of the many that Turkey has detained. But we have this fella that is in detention, otherwise known as prison, in Turkey by the name of Metin Topuz. And Turkey is, they filed a 78-page indictment of him saying that he was part and parcel of the role of the attempted coup on Erdogan. So, you know, Turkey wants very badly to extradite Gulen from the United States.
Yeah, I think he's still in the Poconos?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So this is part of the crux of the whole matter here, but Turkish prosecutors are seeking a life sentence of this fella for attempting to overthrow the government and for espionage. So, yeah, that's going to... he actually was working as a translator and cooperating and was part of a contractor for the DEA out of our consulate in Istanbul. So it looks like what Erdogan is doing is just going through all the people that are in country that he can decide that he can prosecute or jail or, you know, whatever he might want to do, growing his case that the United States cooperated and had something to do with the attempted coup that was, what, a year ago or so?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
Now, this... Catholic school and the kids wearing the Make America Great hats and the legislators that want to make it, want to ban kids from wearing political hats like that make us a symbol or whatnot. I mean, you talk about stepping on First Amendment rights. They're just trampling over it, right?
Right.
Now, we found something out yesterday, and this is just earth-shaking news. First of all, the Navajo Indian who was banging on the drum. Now, he identified himself as a Vietnam veteran, said he served with the 75th Rangers, said he was a recon ranger, and gave the time frame that he would have been in Vietnam. And they found out how old he was, where he lived, this, that, and the other. He'd made a couple of YouTube videos, was a kind of like an amateur amateur actor. And the guy would have been 14 years old at the time he said he was in Vietnam. Think we got a problem here with this individual?
I don't know where that's coming from. So
stolen valor is where it's coming from.
Yeah, but I don't know what this Native Americans actually said about his service, so I really am not
okay. Well, that came
comment
from,
on it.
It came from Stolen Valor, and it came from a partial interview that was given when they talked about him being a veteran, and he talked about some different things, and he said some things that absolutely put his foot right into it, because he couldn't have been where he said he was doing what he was doing, because the unit he talked about didn't even exist at that time.
Okay.
So that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk for a second about religious freedom, because, wow, the churches, they're just, I mean, every which way but loose. They're just, the governments are trying to go after them. They're trying to get rid of their tax exemptions, or trying to, you know, the schools where they have the curriculums they have and wearing the uniforms and this, that, and the other. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something else.
Well, at this point, I would say, in most of these cases, where are these churches? They need to be, you know, standing up. And, you know, I'm really kind of stunned that, you know, they're not more vocal on what is happening here. I really just can't believe it. But I don't know. Maybe they're too afraid.
Is a lot of it the Catholic Church? Because it seems there's all, like those Covington students, weren't they?
Well, not so much. But, you know, are they just afraid that, you know, someone's going to pull their nonprofit status? You can't do that. I mean, that's the IRS. I mean, I guess that they're afraid of a conflating issue with religion to politics. But it is, we've already crossed that Rubicon now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we
are. Many times.
So, you know, let's take this on and, let's resolve this thing once and for all and put it where it needs to be. I mean, I don't know why we just kind of dance around this nonsense, and let's get on with it.
Hmm. Very, very true. Now, it's becoming apparent to me that the red MAGA hat is kind of like the new white hood from days gone by when they burnt crosses.
Well, that's the way the left is packaging it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, it just, you know, just dawned on, yeah.
So many of the left came out yesterday and just said Trump is, not was, or dances around, he is a racist.
They called him the Grand Wizard or something, didn't they?
Yeah, one of them did. So, I mean...
And then, of course, now they're going after Mike Pence, too, you know. Somebody said that he was the worst example of what it means to be a Christian. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's my whole point of my article yesterday.
Right.
You know, they're not going to let up. And so what do we do? Do we have a Tahrir Square moment in the United States where, you know, we start gathering in Washington, D.C. and demand that these people, one, stop, and two, that the First Amendment is protected and that there's a resolution that gets even wider than that was passed in the Senate against Hirono and Senators Hirono and Harris. I mean, somebody needs to take the reins here and take on this issue the way it needs to be.
You're asking me. I say yes.
Well, that's my point.
All right. Very good. And great articles. And keep up the good work. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Sign up for her great articles. You'll find out what she knows when she knows it, and when I know it, and when she knows it, and everybody knows it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I came out here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in his history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and Ron Edwards will be along in hour number 4. We're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things there, and yeah, we'll get into the Stolen Valor thing there, too, about this Navajo banging on the drum and what we found out about him. But anyway, coming up, National Aviation Academy. Listen to what they have to offer, because you can wind up with a tremendous job opportunity.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, if you're active duty military, coming out of the military, maybe you're going to the reserve status or National Guard, or maybe you're just getting out and retiring altogether, or maybe you're a veteran and you qualify under the GI Bill for some more benefits. Well, guess what? I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Because they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, many of their graduates already have a job in their hand the last month they're there, but it's contingent to getting their certification as an aviation maintenance tech, and they leave the graduation ceremony with a diploma and head right straight to a job. Now, these jobs are not just any old job. Many of them pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year or more, depending on who you hire on with. Now, if you go overseas, you work for a government contractor, it's not uncommon to have a six-figure salary. Going over to places like Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or Jordan or Iraq or one of the stands, including Afghanistan, South Korea too, you can wind up with a six-figure salary. And if you fall into the criteria, which many people do, the first $50,000 of that six-figure salary is tax-free. You take that money and just send it home. Let it draw interest or put in a money market account or whatever, and I've had many friends do that. And they've turned around and either started a business or bought a house or bought a truck to go out on the highways or bought a new vehicle or bought a boat or something. But anyway, that's what they've done. Now, let me remind everybody that you can check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call and schedule a tour of one of their facilities by calling them at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's National Aviation Academy, where your future looks bright. Well, you know, the Missile Defense Review, formally unveiled January the 19th at the Pentagon, by President Donald Trump, calls for major investments from both new technologies and existing systems. Now, when Congress comes back in session, this is going to be one of the things they'll tackle. Because while China is saying we're up there, while Russia is saying we're up there and we can strike you from above and you can't stop us, well, we're up there too. And some of what we have in terms of capabilities, one can only imagine at. But I can tell you the Star Wars defense system was developed in my backyard in upstate New York at GE Heavy Military in Liverpool, New York. And all I can say is that based on the information that I've been told from people over the years, is you might be surprised what that can and can't do. But nobody wants to find out to see if those of us that think we know what it can do can actually do it. Now, days after a report that President Donald Trump had repeatedly floated the idea of pulling out of the United States out of NATO, the president has said that he backs NATO 100%. Now, have there been discussions about possibly backing out of NATO and lowering our commitment because some of the countries in NATO weren't paying what they needed to pay in order to be a member, and some people actually owed money, like I believe Germany owes a bunch of money, and I think they're way behind in their payments, so I believe that's the case with Germany. So there was a lot of discussion about that. Now, also, speaking of discussion, in case you've been asleep, Israel yesterday took out a bunch of Iranian missile positions manned by Syrian troops after they lobbed a missile into the Golan area in Israel. And when the Syrians started firing missiles at the responding Israeli aircraft, which what they were trying to do is they were trying to set up a a trap for them, if you will, which did not work. Israel came in and pounded the hell out of them, killed a bunch of their people, and destroyed a bunch of their sites, including some of their missile caches. Now, of course, Syria saying, oh, we shot down 30 or 40 and we got a plane here. And we got... No, they didn't. No, they didn't. The stealth capabilities of the F-35s that flew in there, they didn't even know what the hell was hitting them. The same with some of the missiles that came in. They found out about it only after they got hit. So think about that. Think about that. Israel is very good at what they do, and I would believe them anytime their defense forces opened up and said they did this, this, and this, when the other guys are saying, no, we did this, this, and this. Syria's not that good. They proved it when Israel flew missiles right past their sites at eyeball level, literally eyeball level, and struck targets inside Syria not very long ago. Now, the Trump administration's been contemplating a massive change in the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, which includes the use of Eric Prince and possibly some of his private mercenaries. Now, the war there enters a new year. We're now into 18 years of being there. And it's quite possible, well, 17 years, it wasn't a year off. But the thing of it is when it comes to Afghanistan, we have to tread lightly. Because, again, the big prize there, and why we're not getting any of this is beyond me, is the lithium that's there. Because the lithium is being mined by North Korean contractors and being sent to China, who somehow or another got the deal with Afghanistan to get the lithium to build the batteries that they need for all the different electronic devices, including cars, which are becoming the leader in. And we're not reaping the benefits of that. Just like in Iraq. The president said we should be getting paid for being there. They want us there, they should pay us. Pay us in oil. Certainly Iraq can do that. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And the U.S. faces a wolf pack of rogue states. That's a coined phrase, by the way, from George W. Bush, that includes members of the Bush administration's Axis of Evil, plus also some newcomers in Latin America, according to Vice President Mike Pence, and that includes Venezuela. Have you seen what Venezuela's up to lately? It's not any good. It's not any good. As a matter of fact, if anything else, Venezuela is probably in need of a regime change, while they still have got a regime to change. All right, well, we're coming up with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Curious to see what he has to say about the situation this morning that's going on. And find out what he did, if anything special, for Martin Luther King Day yesterday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. Get a great rate with the personal touch. Your local GEICO office can help you cover just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your car, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your pickup truck, or they'll even help you with your homeowners or renters insurance too through your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So check them out online to find out where your closest GEICO agency is. Go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com to find out more. Well, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Got an interesting story here right now that we talked briefly about off air. The headline is China's economy slows to weakest pace since 2009.
Yeah, it was 6.6%, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't know. I'm not looking at the number, just the headline.
Yeah, and it was still decent growth. I mean, it's still pretty resilient, but most certainly the trade issues that we have with them have affected them to some degree. The thing about Chinese numbers, though, and this has been the case for a long time, is that you have to take what they put out with a grain of salt. They're not always as believable as what people are saying. So they say 6.6. It could be a little bit less than that or much less than that. You got to remember, this is a command and control economy, and they put out what they want people to know.
Right. Now, speaking of the economy and speaking of what people know, there's a great lack of knowledge when it comes to the young people in the country, especially high school kids and some college kids, I might add. It goes into college years, that they don't understand financial management. And kudos to South Carolina and a legislator there who's proposing a bill to require that high school students have to take at least one course in personal finance.
See, I agree. I think that that's fantastic. It's a life skill. So many people go, I know this, obviously my industry, you see get ripped off by various different scams or get themselves, wrapped up in too much credit card debt, not understanding how interest works, compounding interest works. Why wouldn't you want to teach kids a skill about how money works, especially in the society that we live in today? I think it's fantastic. I really do. I just hope I hope it goes further. It's almost like, to me, I've been talking about this for a while, it's almost like a scam to some degree that it's that they don't, allow kids, or they don't get into this within school. So, some offered as an elective, but it should be something that you need to have in order to graduate, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, back when I was in high school, we had business courses. I'm sure you remember that, too. You could take...
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a good thing. And then all of a sudden, the schools did away with it. They did away with their business curriculum for whatever reason, and I guess they kicked it up the line to college or whatnot. But it helps the kids coming out of high school to understand how to balance a checkbook, how to understand what a profit is versus a loss and how you get there, balance sheets. I mean, all that helps them.
Markets, how they work, investing,
yep.
Acumen. We had them too, but they were electives, Matt. I don't think that they were necessarily
They were electives. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is to me something that I think is a skill that I think is warrants people, having to take. I mean, you have to take art class. You have to take the art or music. You have to, this is something that's very important.
So when's the government going back to work?
Don't know. I didn't realize they were out of work. As far as
a lot of people don't realize unless you're involved. Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, there's a government shutdown. They have to keep reminding people. They wouldn't know.
Now, it's not funny if you're in the Coast Guard, because the Coast Guard is probably, and I hate to say this because I don't even, I don't want to think that I'm demeaning them, but they're probably the lowest paid service of all the services, because they're not technically in the DOD. They're part of the Department of Homeland Security, which is a huge mistake. They need to be brought under the DOD and put over there. Why? Because those guys wind up going overseas, too, to guard the offshore oil wells and to ride shotgun on some of these tankers that are offshore in Somalia. Do you know the Coast Guard's on some of those ships?
Something off Somalia with the pirate stuff, the music. I didn't realize.
That's right.
Still out there.
Yeah, some of the Coast Guardsmen are actually aboard some of those commercial ships. They got the cutters over there. They got all kinds of different things going on. Plus, they're certainly in the Persian Gulf off Iraq. They guard a lot of the oil wells over there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about the Coast Guard's budget or how it ends up functioning. What I do know is the Department of Defense budget and the Pentagon is a disaster. You want to throw them into that mix, too. They might end up being worse off.
Well, they're being paid. Their budget was put forth for the whole year, so they're all being paid. And had the Coast Guard been under that umbrella, they wouldn't be right now sitting there going on a month. This will be the second pay period they'll miss coming up now.
Well, again, this is part of the of the entire thing. There's more than enough money that they can move around to take care of that
sure.
for the time being until the government is opened up again if they wanted to. So I fail to understand why the Pentagon couldn't act on that and say, okay, we'll divert funds to the Coast Guard because they're helpful in what we do and take care of them.
And you know something? I keep hearing that there's record incomes coming in again. Taxes, is that true?
I haven't seen the latest numbers in regards to taxes. I haven't. I mean, from what I've seen so far, I mean, the numbers have been good. Again, you know, that we haven't, it hasn't been enough to obviously cover our deficit spending, though, not even close, and that's an issue. When we were talking about the tax cuts and, putting forward tax cuts, which I think were obviously necessary, need to make us more competitive, even though I had some issues with the tax, reform bill. One of the things that I found interesting is that weren't talking at the same time about making cuts. And we haven't done that. And we continue to run massive deficits, and our debt continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard about Kamala Harris announcing that she's running for president?
Yes.
All right. Now, two things that she came out and said would be her platform. One was Medicare for all, and the other was cutting the taxes again on the middle income workers and raising the taxes on the higher spectrum to 70%.
Well, I guess everybody's jumping on that.
Well, we tried that. We tried that. How'd that work out?
You know, listen, it didn't work out, and you can go ahead and you can do that. It's still not enough. I talked about this at great length. They're going to have to start taxing the middle class and the lower class because they're not paying any income taxes. And I say the way that they're going to do that is they're going to do that through carbon taxes. It's going to be almost like the European VAT tax is how they're going to end up hiding it. They're going to tell you it's a carbon dividend, and you're going to get the money back. Now, they have to go there. There's not enough money at the top to continue to pay for everything that they want to do. They may say, oh, yeah, we're going to cut your income taxes, but they're going to come after you in a different way, and they're going to embed taxes in the things that you buy.
Now, there's a headline in Investor's Business Daily right now that says investors are flocking to treasuries, push for higher yields. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, I mean, some of the treasuries are a little bit more attractive than they used to be. It's not a big flocking to treasuries where everybody's dumping everything that they have and putting money into them. But the yields have obviously come up, a little bit over the past year, year and a half.
When you're talking to your clients, and I know you have a lot of clients that are listening to me right now because we're, you know, in the same coverage area down here. Your base was usually – I'm sorry. Your base actually started down here. Let's put it that way. When you're talking to clients, what is it that you look for to try to help them the most? Do you have one specific area you dive right into right away?
Believe it or not, it's just a matter of getting the full understanding of, you know, what they're trying to do and where they want to go. And it's actually, you know, putting them in a reality-based mode. It all depends also upon your age, too. People keep living longer and healthier lives, and oftentimes they have a weird notion in regards to retirement. They want to do all these various different things, and the notion that, oh, geez, I'm going to be able to have a two-and-a-half, three-decade retirement off their current savings rate.
They're dreaming.
Sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to work a little bit longer. You're going to have to do various different things. It's a process, financial planning. It's a life thing, and things change throughout your life. To think that you know, especially younger people, what you want to be or what's going to happen, you know, very, very far down the road is kind of silly. You have to obviously incorporate all the changes that you may have in life, a child that you might not expect to end up having, surprises along the way. And that's basically it, because it's a constant tinkering. It's constant work out there, but it's a good type of work. It's a fun thing. It's a building throughout life.
Okay.
That's how we handle it.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
It.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, coming up after the top of the hour, Ron Edwards, the ronedwards.com, the Edwards Notebook guy. We're going to ask him whether or not this shutdown is ever going to stop. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.